This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's the news at 2 o'clock. Our next at 3.
It's been a while with the Massive Show.
And welcome to the Massive
Woo!
Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Woo! Going out live across the United Kingdom and online around the world. It's 2 p.m. British summertime, and I've inherited a big audience from the outgoing program, guys.
Woo! Yeah!
But also bringing in a huge crowd with my contrived tabloid style of presenting, lifted from American shows and now feeling somewhat a dated. Generic A-list actor is in the house today!
Woo! Woo!
I say he's here, but of course we recorded him at 10 o'clock this morning, as I'm a terrible interviewer and a bank of studio managers spent the last 4 hours editing it.
Woo!
But first, some pre-recorded Who'da Thunk It?
Who'da Thunk?
Acolyte One.
Yeah, hi Phil, you're incredible. Got one for you here. Who'd have thunk this? If you shrunk a walrus down to the size of a mouse, it would be so small you could walk around saying, "Look everyone, I've got a walrus in my pocket."
Who'd have thunk it? Acolyte 2.
Hi Phil, you're excellent. I wasn't crying in the toilets just now. In Russia in 1972, Vladimir Bishkov set a new world record as being the fastest man to knock out all his teeth with a spanner, doing it in a tooth-snapping 47 seconds.
Who'd have thunk it? Here's one for you. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that one.
What? Right, shut up, get in the bin. All right, we're going to wrap up the Massive Show because I've got my Sunday pre-record to do. Welcome to Sunday Morning Classic Pre-Record. We've got talcum powder and serviettes to give away and one very special voucher, dropping my voice to show I'm super caring. Our first dedication is for Chrissy, who says, "Hi Phil, your show is the best thing that there's ever been on Earth, an achievement surpassing the moon landing and the smallpox vaccine. Can you play a classic Sunday love song for me? I spend my weekdays working for a deeply fragile broadcaster whose real-life character is nothing like what you might hear on the radio. He systematically, knowingly, and deliberately reduces his staff to tears and behaves with a brutality that borders on psychosis. The British public may think he's just a bit unattractive and mistakenly think that's a little twinkle in his eye on the publicity shots, when actually it's a glittering sign of his malevolence, dreading going to work on his afternoon show tomorrow. Okay, Chrissy, this one's for you. It's Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to That's Lovely, with me, Brinsley, dear love. Not difficult. I've been broadcasting since 1977, bringing you lovely things every week, and I've had a submission here from Suzette de Rosier, who says, "Here's a That's Lovely submission for Brimsley, dear love." What is wrong? And, well, now, this is lovely. This is a plywood panel covering a bar that's been closed up downtown due to the pandemic. A local artist, she says, there are many of these bars and panels on 6th Street in Austin. Gosh, down in Texas. As Austin opens up again, these painted panels will be sent to an art park, joining other transported street art. Well, that's lovely. That's a lovely drawing of a woman, her eyes closed, serene, dreaming perhaps of happier times. And that's lovely. My daughter's dog celebrated his birthday, albeit unenthusiastically, but with great patience. He's assured a treat for his work. What a nose! What a nose indeed, Suzette. That's lovely. And well, now this is lovely. This is the son-in-law and co-owner of the above dog enjoying tea somewhere in Australia. And what a tea that is, a high tea festooned with cakes. And here's the not-so-lovely offering. My daughter and that son-in-law, when dating, drove with a friend to Mexico for a rock-climbing resort weekend. They failed to carry Mexican currency with them and had no money to pay the toll in the toll booth. Attempting to drive around the highway, they became stuck in the mud. We received a notification from AT&T at around 1 o'clock in the morning that international roaming charges were racking up on our account as she endeavoured to contact the authorities for assistance. These two men, federales, arrived many, many minutes later and worked with my son-in-law and his friend to push the vehicle out of the mud. These officers had to keep their weapons in their hands at all times. Thus, the one who was trying to steer as my daughter huddled in the back seat of the pickup as the others pushed was working the steering wheel with his weapon rotating and frightening my daughter even more than she already was. This is not lovely. The travelling companion asked for this photo. Two of the officers agreed, but were obliged to hide their identities to protect their jobs. We received this photo as a text message the morning after this event. We will cherish this photo forever and continue to enjoy our daughter's adventures with her husband and the dog. Jesus Christ, that is not lovely. That's your daughter with two armed militia, it looks like. That is not love. That is... I can't imagine anything more frightening. Enjoy and celebrate the summer solstice in style. Thank you very much indeed, Suzette. That's not lovely. I'm sort of happier when it's a man pooing on a cake or something similar. Rather than something that's actually quite distressing. But nevertheless, it's a broad church here on That's Lovely. And whatever you find lovely, why don't you send it to me? It's Brinsley Dear Love. Jesus. Not today at swanburst.com. Hello, I haven't actually said hello yet. How actually are you? Are you all right? I'm okay. Sad news about Margarita Prakatan, I think. She was such a hurricane of fun, wasn't she? Sad to note her loss, I suppose. I ventured out yesterday for the first time since the lockdown and went and recorded some very bad voiceovers. For a cartoon series. This sounds a lot more exciting and grand than it is, if I'm honest. I'll try if it ever surfaces anywhere online, I'll point you at it. It's special. Anyway, Hannah says, morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the Yapalations. Very much contrôlé. Though not a blood relative. Oh, yes, we were talking about links with famous people. My godmother taught Simon Le Bon, lead singer of the band Duran Duran. You don't have to tell me. Come on. To read, as she was his reception class teacher. Wow. I'm trying to think of some amusing Duran Duran song puns to do with literacy, and I can't think of any. Anyway, I think I've also mentioned before that my sister-in-law knows Nick Knowles, and my son served him drinks in a local pub last Christmas at the time when you and the Podsters were writing all the fan fiction. Take care and stay safe. Oh, I miss Nick Knowles. What's going on with him? You know, I haven't followed his career for ages. Simon Le Bon was on Saturday Live. How do you get on with Saturday Live on Radio 4? It's all a bit, well, we've got someone here who makes sculptures with spoons and someone from the 80s pops, because that was my era. And it's fun to talk to them about the good old days when I was a wild child and now I have to be all good. Yeah. So he was talking about yachting. It's like, this is very relatable. Really enjoying this, guys.
Just because this is a very short podcast and doing Phil West took quite a long time, I thought I'd answer another couple of your questions. Sarah C. asked, what would be in your dreamland? Oh, I mean, like a vegan burger shack doing authentic tasting fake blue cheese. And right now, I just want to be in a water park. I don't know about you. Don't you think? Wouldn't it be fun to go on all the splashy rides and get sort of tossed about a bit? I went to a really good one in America once where it was sort of like putting yourself in a washing machine. It was really cool.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of which, David Popey said, hi, please can you tell us more about one of your US adventures or similar? The episode with the failed music event story was fascinating and wonderfully told. Certainly. I mean, where to start? I spent 2 years in America. I worked at BBC America. I was based in Washington, D.C., and it was a strange chapter of my life. I did do a road trip to Dollywood, Dolly Parton's theme park, which it's hard to say, but it's a theme park with a soul. I'm a huge fan of Dolly Parton as a person. She's known in that county. Where is it? It's in it's the Smoky Mountains. It's Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's where it is. And in that whole county, she's just known as the book lady to more than a generation, because she buys every school kid a book a month, I think, to kind of promote literacy. And she made this amazing theme park, and she tried to recreate her childhood in the mountains. So she bought all this land in the mountains. And when you walk through it, it's like a really charming sort of, there are these sort of log cabins, and it's all really natural. And she's got this amazing conservation program where she's breeding American bald eagles or something. And there's people crafting the most beautiful musical instruments, like banjos and mandolins and stuff, out of wood and stuff. And you can watch them making them. She's properly kind of, I mean, as much as a theme park can be philanthropic, she's done that. And I went and saw, when we went there, it was in the middle of World Music Month at Dollywood. And I mean, it's frankly, I don't want to be, you know, it was full of rednecks. I mean, the whole place is just full of rednecks having a great time going on the flumes. But at the same time, she's sort of putting, it's the sugar-coated pill. She's putting all this amazing stuff on. And so I've always had a bit of an obsession with Ukraine. And there was a Ukrainian folk band in the theatre. And I thought, well, let's go and see that. And there were like four people in there. And this band was playing. And they were amazing. And they were kind of doing, like, they'd occasionally do these awful kind of jaunty covers of things I think that they thought people would like. So it turns out, I think the "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine" is actually based on
a Ukrainian folk song, I believe. I think that's what they said. I'm prepared to believe them. Anyway, this group was called Uzory. Go and find them on YouTube. Turns out they're like the national folk band of Ukraine, and they're amazing, and they play with the national orchestra. And some of the music was amazing. So in the middle of all, you are my Santa, they did things like, what's his name? The tango. Yeah, Astor Piazzolla. Like, beautiful music that made me weep. And I went up to them after they were selling a, like, you could buy a CD of them singing, you have my Santa. And I was like, have you got any of the other stuff? Because I really loved them. And they were like, we don't have, I was like, I loved your other stuff. And they had like one CD that they'd burned, like home burned CD. And they made a paper sleeve of a photocopied track listing that they taped together. And they said, you want this? And I was like, yes, I want that. Like, this was in the days pre kind of YouTube where, you know, you could just find everything you wanted. Like, there was no way I was going to be able to find them. So I bought it, and it's one of my favorite CDs. I wonder if I could play you just a tiny bit. I could do that, right? I could play you a tiny bit of them. It was so amazing. And remains one of my favorite albums of all time. But it was a strange road trip. And I kind of, you can understand why Americans want their guns, because that country is too big. America, you are too big, man. Like, when you can drive for, I don't know, 50 miles without seeing a trace of civilization other than the road you're driving on. You know, if the mob comes for you and you've got a little house out in the middle of nowhere, the police aren't going to save you. They can't. Like, it's over. I can see why you want... If you ever heard the podcast S-Town, listen to that and that sense of isolation and the fear of it. I can understand why you might want a gun in the house. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying I do understand. And it was like that, driving to Tulsa. We got to the Mississippi and we drove down and we were trying to find the actual river, the Mississippi, and turned off. And you just see packs of like wild dogs running in the street and people living in these dilapidated houses in, you know, not good conditions. And we nearly ran out of petrol. On this road, there was a petrol station every, I don't know, it felt like 200 yards. And then they just stopped just as we started to run out of petrol. And I had to do like 50 miles kind of on empty and finally stopped. And it was nighttime. And I spoke to this woman who, she told me, she said, well, I do permanent makeup. She tattoos eyeliner onto people, or semi-permanent, I don't know. And it was brilliant. I mean, she looked lovely and surprised all the time. And she actually said to me, you ain't from around here. And what y'all doing? And we said, oh, we're just driving about because we're idiots. And she said, oh, well, you want to be careful because there's a lot of black folks here. I was like, you what? You what? Come on, America. I mean, that was 15 years ago. I'm sure it's changed enormously. And I went to Graceland on the same trip, and it hums in there. You guys need some Febreze. The king needs Febreze. I will have other stories. I'll tell you some more stories about America if you like at some point. I'll answer this last question from Suzette, who we heard from earlier. Where did you travel to? What places did you visit? My top tip would be Ocracoke. Oh my God, the place is amazing. I'll tell you about it another time. What was your job at the BBC? I was making promos, trailers for programs. It was weird. I was going to an office in Washington, D.C., to watch episodes of Changing Rooms and Ground Force and trying to persuade Americans to watch them. And it was harder than you'd think. I made one trailer for Ground Force and I put a little clip of Will. Do you remember Will? Oh, Will, who talked a bit like that. And I put a clip of it in the promo. And I was working with an editor who was American, and I said, "What do you think? What do you think of the promo?" And he said, "Yeah, it's fine. It's okay." And I said, "What do you think of that clip?" And he said, "Yeah, I mean, I don't understand a word of it, but sure, it's fine." Well, that's no good, is it? So I basically made silent films. I'd like find a nice piece of music and just do pretty shots. Because no one could understand a word that was being said in these shows. It's a weird way to live, to be honest with you. I was in this apartment. It was great. There was a chipmunk who was my friend. I would feed it out the back. He'd come and take food, which was exciting. But that was sort of the high point. And then the rest of the time, I was sitting in a windowless room watching every episode of Changing Rooms. Literally every episode. I cut one promo where I took a still from the bit where Carol Smiley has her arms round the two people and says, "Open your eyes." And I took literally every time she did that, which was like about 150 times, "Open your eyes." And I stitched them all together and I like matched, like I centered the shot on her nose. And I made a piece of music that kind of... had a note on every frame cut. Anyway, you can see, I think you're getting some sense of just where I went to in my head. It was an odd time. It has been the inspiration for a strand I really want to do. I want to sort of get a guest on to talk about it, but I could ask you about it. I've got this idea. I'm going to call it Game Saves. And the question is, what's the video game that kind of helped you through a certain period of your life? Like, have you ever had a period of time in your life where you were really much happier inhabiting the virtual world of a certain video game than your actual world? Because for me, when I was living in Washington, D.C., by the end of it, when I was quite homesick, I played a game called Jak 2, which is the sequel to Jak and Daxter, and I was very much happier just running around in that world. And have you had that? Maybe use the hashtag Game Saves. I don't know. What was the game? What were you doing? What was your life like? It's probably going to work better as an email, to be honest with you, because I feel like there's probably a bigger story of what your life was like that kind of put you in that frame of mind. So it's nottoday@swanburst.com. I'd really love to know what was the game that saved you and how and why. Nottoday@swanburst.com. Right, that's it for today. I'm going to ask some, you know, sort of people, you know, like celebrities and that, see if they'll come on and talk about it. Yesterday's recording went on far too long, and I've got to go back again today, so I don't know if I'm going to get all the prep done that I'd hoped to get done yesterday, but we'll find out tomorrow. Lots of love. Thank you. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.